Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 28th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, Travel Updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19. That's a total of 28 active cases. None in Nobles. The 1st of February is on the horizon. Ronald's Way Vaccination Hub opened its doors today. What if you have trouble getting there, though? And Douglas ratepayers are going to pay 1.6% more from April. And in situations vacant, Lieutenant Governor of the Isle of Man, all on lockdown 2, day 22.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai, the number of active coronavirus cases on the island has fallen to 28. No new cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. The Chief Minister says we are on track to lift all lockdown measures on Monday. Anyone booked in to get the coronavirus vaccination at Newlands in the week beginning the 15th of February will now get it next week instead. The Department of Health and Social Care says it's received a tray of vaccines earlier than expected and can bring the appointments forward. Those affected will be contacted by 111 to rearrange their appointments. Rates in Douglas are set to go up by 1.6% in April. Douglas Council announced the rise at a meeting today, with the rate set at 451 pence in the pound. Further afield, and the Prime Minister says Scotland's debate on independence is pointless, as the majority of people voted to stay part of the UK not that long ago. Boris Johnson's been speaking during a trip to the country, which the SNP claims shouldn't have gone ahead because it's not essential travel. More than 42,000 fines have been handed to people breaking COVID-19 rules in England and Wales since the start of the pandemic. Over a quarter of those issued over the last month, when lockdown was strengthened again. And a man's been arrested after a suspicious package was sent to a factory which helps make coronavirus vaccines in North Wales. Production of vials of the AstraZeneca jab was stopped for a short time at the plant in Wrexham yesterday when it was evacuated. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Garamaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather indicates some strong winds in the North Irish Sea later on. More rain after dark on the Isle of Man. A fresh southwesterly will bring that. The overnight minimum 7, mild 7 degrees. For Friday, Jehenya tomorrow, dry and bright. First thing, with a freshening easterly by the end of the day, up to 8 degrees. Colder after dark and down to 2 through the night. And tomorrow evening, 7:45, Ben McCree, Tahitian, is in some doubt as we speak. For Saturday, Jasan colder with intermittent rain falling as sleet or snow on the hills. Daytime maximum 5 degrees at sea level. Low water in about 10 minutes' time, 17 minutes to 6. High waters at 20 to midnight tonight. Low water first thing tomorrow, 9 minutes to 6. Sunrise, 11 minutes past 8. And the lunchtime high tide, 16 minutes to midday.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
The Isle of Man's first main vaccination hub at Ronald's Way has opened its doors today, but it's not been the easiest of starts. There's been a long queue of people waiting to get their jabs. Amy Griffiths with the details.
The people currently getting the vaccine are in the top two priority groups, which includes healthcare workers and the over 80s. I went down earlier to see what the situation was like.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the first day of the vaccination hub here at the airport hasn't got off to the smoothest start, because the queuing is all the way along the front of the building. So to get into the vaccination centre, you go to a little door that's just off to the right of the main entrance, and the queue stretches all the way along the whole length of the building, really, and there's more and more cars turning up. And as I was pulling in, one of the security guards manning the car park told me that the queue's not as bad as it was. So it suggests that they are slowly starting to work their way through, but things haven't been the easiest of starts.
These callers shared their experiences of the hub with us on The Man in Line earlier.
I just think it's cruelty having people in their 90s and 80s who are infirm and they've got to queue by themselves and they're queuing there out in the cold and the wet and the damp.
I'm afraid I've got to disagree with that lady because I've just been up there for my jab. And the only reason there are queues there is that people are arriving there far too early. I went on time, they said be there 10 minutes before.
Well, we've spoken to the Department of Health and Social Care. They've told us that the queues have been caused by people attending the hub up to an hour earlier than their scheduled time. Anyone who's got an appointment is being urged to arrive no more than 10 minutes early. But there has been a lack of clarity on that. Initially, we were advised that those getting the vaccine should arrive no more than 5 minutes early. Government's official statement said no more than 10 minutes early, while the letter sent out to the public said no more than 15 minutes early. So it's understandable that things may have got a bit confusing. We also understand the Department of Infrastructure is in the process of setting up shelters outside for those lining up in today's drizzly weather.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
The rates in Douglas are to go up 1.6% in April of this year. Douglas Council announced the rise at a meeting today with the rate set at 451 pence in the pound, up from 444p. Ewan Gorn asked our local democracy reporter Chris Cave whether the increase is a surprise.
Well, the short answer is no. The impact that coronavirus has had on the finances at Douglas Borough Council are well documented. Coronavirus has led to the cancellation of successive TTs, and that's meant an excess of £100,000 has been lost to the local authority, and also the loss of car park income. In his speech at a special Douglas Council meeting earlier today, Council leader David Christian said, for April to December of last year, income from Shoresbrough and the Bottleneck car parks, where pay-as-you-go charges had been suspended during the lockdown, more than £150,000 below budget they came in. All of these factors combined took what Mr. Christian described as a heavy toll on the council's budget, and that has led to an increase which I think most people were expecting.
So let's get to the rise itself. How sharp is this increase?
It's a 1.6% increase, which means it's up from 444 pence in the pound in the last financial year to 451 pence in the pound this financial year. Councillor Christian said that given the events of the past 11 months, setting a standstill rate for the 12 months ahead was never really going to be a possibility. Rate increases over the last 5 years have been at a reasonable level, he argued. The average increase in Manx RPI was cited. That was at 4.1%. Rate increases have averaged just 2.3% in relation to that.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 11 minutes to 2 this afternoon, safely in harbour. In fact, you got in about 10 past 5, currently on the Lynx Pam, and off again this evening at 7.45, arriving in Heysham, half past 11, and departing at 2.15 tomorrow morning, back in Douglas at 6 o'clock. But just a word to the wise, the 7.45 departure tomorrow evening to Heysham, due to the adverse weather forecast, the sailing is subject to possible disruption or cancellation. The decision made at 5:30 tomorrow evening.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Let's get back to that vaccine hub. Travelling to the hub's causing problems for some residents of the Isle of Man. The Ramsey Commissioner, Ewan McGuinness, feels more could have been done to assist the most vulnerable.
If you're asking an 80-plus-year-old who probably doesn't have access to their own transport to rely upon family or try and rely on the public transport service, I think it's a big ask. They are offering vaccination windows on, for example, a Sunday morning between 9 and 12. And I don't know if you've tried to get a bus from Ramsey to the airport to get there for 9 and 12, and it's incredibly difficult and arduous. As a 38-year-old, I wouldn't want to do it, let alone if I was 88.
Are you aware of any assistance or support that's being provided to help those people?
Not that I'm aware of, and certainly having listened into a phone call from the vaccination hub while this was trying to be set up for an 81-year-old man, they immediately went to, oh, well, we'll put you on a waiting list for the Ramsey hub. So I can't see any obvious public awareness around DOI transport.
Do you accept, though, with the rollout, they had to set up a hub somewhere initially, so wherever they set that hub up, there would be people who would have to travel?
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally understand that this is just the first one. And I understand that the airport makes a logical sense. However, you also got to appreciate you're asking people to travel an awful lot of distance. And they're exactly the sort of people that you can't expect to be traveling those sort of distances with ease. So it's a very easy and logical step to, as well as provide a facility of a hub, you provide facilities of transport. And I don't think the Isle of Man is short of government-run minibuses.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
19 minutes before six, Apple ended 2020 with a bang, logging its most profitable quarter in history thanks to a surge in sales of iPhones and soaring demand for laptops and iPads from remote workers. The tech giant racked up $28.76 billion in profit for the quarter ending 31st of December against $111.4 billion in quarterly sales. Previous concerns that enthusiasm was waning for the iPhone proved unwarranted as sales jumped by 17%, with Apple's decision to delay the iPhone 12 release also creating pent-up demand. The French pharma company Sanofi is making one of its production facilities available to rival drug maker BioNTech in a boost to the European vaccination effort. Thanks to the deal, Biopharmaceutical New Technologies, aka BioNTech, and Pfizer will be able to deliver more than 125 million additional doses of their COVID-19 vaccine this year to the EU. Sanofi, which actually started out as a subsidiary of Elf Oil in France, has its own vaccine candidate, which is being developed with GlaxoSmithKline, but that's been delayed and isn't due on the market till the fourth quarter of this year.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. A global financial network you can trust. Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And UK and European stocks closed slightly higher, clawing back earlier losses, so global markets reacted to a sharp sell-off in Wall Street. Riskier currencies fell to multi-week lows against the US dollar. Oil slid despite a huge drop in US crude stock. Gold eased, and in corporate news, Prudential shares tumbled after the insurer announced plans to separate its US business through a demerger. Diageo rallied after it increased its interim dividend as it reported first off operating profit down 8.3% to 2.2 billion sterling. And the numbers at the close, the FTSE 100 was down 0.6% at 6,526. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.3% at 13,665. Currently over the other side of the Atlantic in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial up 1.9% at 30,871. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up nearly 1% at 13,399. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1.2% at 3,813. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 37.1 and €1 13.1. And in South Africa, the pound is worth R20.71.7. Finally, in commodities, gold up almost 0.5% at $1,851 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude flat at $55.58.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening. It's 16 minutes before six. For the last 3 weeks, the island's school children have been learning online or attending one of the designated hub schools. But today saw the beginning of a return back to normal for Graham Corran. The circuit break came just days into his tenure as acting head teacher at Ramsey Grammar School.
We're obviously working really hard. The Department of Education are working really, really hard with us. But we are awaiting clarity from England and from Cambridge exams. There's a consultation out at the moment, so quite a lot of decisions will be based upon that consultation about what will happen with exams. But whatever the decision is regarding how assessments are going to be made, the fact of the matter is the more that students can do, the more that they can evidence their learning, the more that they can maintain their progress during this period of time, the better position they will be in. So again, they need to be back in school. They need to be being supported by staff. And obviously, as soon as we have any further clarity on what's going to happen in terms of assessment, they will be the first to know.
And what about students who aren't ready to attend on Monday? We heard the Education Minister saying that the department isn't necessarily going to be pursuing anyone who doesn't feel ready. Will there still be support, remote learning available for them?
There won't be any remote learning. What we would anticipate, first of all, I would say that we absolutely follow public health advice, which is that it's absolutely safe and fine to come into school. But we recognise it's not easy to turn emotions off. So we would encourage parents, if they have any concerns, to get in touch with us in school. And like we've just spoken about, we will make sure that we can support a reintegration and get students back into school where learning is taking place as soon as possible. So, yeah, again, I really value our relationships with the parents and carers and with the community, and I would hope that at a time like this, that relationship will help us to make this as smooth as possible, even for those people who are struggling with their emotions.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Rhiann Evans.
Faster my cricket training schedules for the 2021 Manx Youth Games have been released. They're due to begin on Monday the 8th of February with the big finals day still planned for the 15th of May. From the 1st of Feb, the 2021 Manx Youth Games training booklets will be dropped off at all schools across the island, and they'll be accompanied by assemblies to promote the games. A full list of cricket training sessions for years 2, 3 and 4 can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. Racket sports are starting to make their comeback this week. Albany Tennis Club will be fully reopening once the current lockdown ends on the 1st of Feb. However, some COVID rules will be sticking around. This week, meanwhile, courts 1 and 2 are open and players must book their court online. Rules include not shaking hands with competitors, no leaving the court together, and no spectators will be allowed. There are plans to start the club's monthly Tuesday Club Night tournament shortly after lockdown officially ends. For the moment, though, all club sessions and junior coaching programmes are suspended and you cannot use the clubhouse or indoor court. Meanwhile, Sue Domingo's badminton sessions will be back on from Monday. She's also introducing new February fitness classes and also some half-term camps. More information on both of those can be found on the Sue Domingo Badminton Coach Facebook page. Further afield, and UK Sport has named 27 coaches in its new female leadership programme as part of a plan to improve gender diversity across elite sport. It aims to more than double the number of high-performance female coaches by the Paris Olympics in 2024. And in football, Manchester United has condemned the mindless idiots who racially abused Anthony Martial and Axel Tuanzebe online. The players were targeted after a shock 2-1 Premier League defeat to bottom side Sheffield United. United have called on social media companies to do more to prevent similar incidents. Ex-England striker Leanne Sanderson, a fan of the club, tells Sky Sports News, "Enough is enough."
Most players of colour have to deal with that after every game, but now they just feel like they can actually speak about it. You know, it happens to me and it's awful when it happens. They're still human beings and it's absolutely disgraceful that it still goes on in this day and age.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
11 minutes before 6, the mountain road has got some fog on it. The Matrix signs are showing fog, but the Matrix signs from Ramsey and Hillbury to the mountain also showing loose sheep. Loose sheep on the mountain road. So do take care. The patient transfer plane to Liverpool, the 10 to 5 from Ronald's Way to Liverpool, left 7 minutes late. She'll be back on time at 20 to 7 this evening. Mackle Lighthouse Road and Port Cornet Road is closed due to a landslip. Look out also at the back of Duke Street by Villiers Square in Douglas. That's closed. The unnamed lane is closed there for reconstruction of 42 to 50 Duke Street until the start of June, at least. Cronk Road, Port St Mary closed for gas main replacement. It's all happening in Peel. Factory Lane and Chapel Lane closed for highway reconstruction. It's been delayed due to lockdown till at least the 19th of February. Westlands in Peel is closed due to demolition, refurb and extension works and phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure, stopping off between the House of Manan and the Boatyard. And Station Park in Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. And Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey is suspended parking there because of nearby construction.
Keyside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Nine minutes to six, I'm sorry to bring this up, but could sewage on the Isle of Man be tested for traces of COVID-19? The Director of Public Health, Dr. Henry Yetu-Hewitt, says it's something that's being looked into.
We don't actually do any wastewater testing on the island at the moment, and there are a number of reasons for that. Firstly, it's technically quite complex. That may change because there is a lot of work going on to develop sort of automated platforms for doing this, which will make it a whole lot more straightforward. And also there are some unanswered issues about where in the wastewater system is the best place to do your routine monitoring and testing. There are also things that we don't know in terms of what are the questions that this kind of additional surveillance would help us to answer. Now, it may be that actually wastewater surveillance is a good early warning system. So possibly it might begin to show us early signs of infection before that actually translates into symptomatic cases that present for testing. We don't know that yet. It could be. The other thing it could be is really just an adjunct to understanding what's going on in terms of a symptomatic outbreak, potentially using geographical results from wastewater testing to say, actually, hey, you need to get over to that area and do some extra surveillance, extra testing there, because we're seeing quite a lot in the water here, but it's not coming forward in the test results. So those are the ways it may be useful, but how it will be useful and how it's best to do that, how it can be cost effective to do that, we're not clear on yet. And actually, there are a lot of pilots going on across the UK to try and answer some of those questions. And some other countries are also doing similar work. Australia is one. And so we're looking at the results as they come from those places to see whether it would be a useful and a cost effective adjunct for us here.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Applications are invited for the position which represents Her Majesty the Queen, Lord of Man, on the Isle of Man. That's the role of the Isle of Man's Lieutenant Governor. The current incumbent, Sir Richard Gosney, is to retire in August of this year. Here's Alex Watton with the history lesson.
Well, Henry Hope was sworn in as the first Lieutenant Governor in 1773. Before that time, there were various incarnations of the role as well, called Deputy Governors or just Governors, dating back as far as 1595. One of the more well-known governors was Lord Raglan, appointed in 1902 and who remained for 16 years. In 1916, when World War I was slowly progressing, as was economic hardship, the intense situation here worsened when conscription was introduced. Culture Vannon writes about Tynwald Day that year, when all calls for help from Lord Raglan were ignored and the island had no social welfare benefits or poor relief. It got so bad that a protest against Lord Raglan of 2,000 angry men and women took place, reportedly throwing clumps of grass at him, shouting, "Raglan must go."
So what role does the Lieutenant Governor play in modern life?
It is still an active one. However, it does possess fewer powers than in centuries gone by. Today, it's largely ceremonial, although certain powers under Manx legislation do still fall to the governor. Most recently, our current incumbent, Sir Richard Gosney, signed off on emergency powers to Tynwald when we went into a state of emergency last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
What happens when a Lieutenant Governor is appointed?
If you are to become the Lieutenant Governor, you are required to live on the island and play a full and active part in Manx life, with particular emphasis on community and charitable affairs. As well as an official residence at Government House, you also receive an annual salary of more than £100,000. The appointment itself is made by the Queen, based on recommendations of an Isle of Man select panel. The successful candidate must carry the qualities of diplomacy and tact and is described as a discreet and lucid communicator to the Manx and UK governments. Applications must be either a British, Irish or Commonwealth citizen or hold dual nationality, one of which must include one of the aforementioned nations.
That's it for Update tonight. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Ewan Gorn, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. And just a quick word to the wise. There's a COVID media briefing at 4 o'clock tomorrow. It will be broadcast live, as they all have been, on Manx Radio, on AM and FM, on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. The Chief Minister will be briefing the nation tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Just remember, 9 weeks tomorrow, it's Good Friday. 8 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go forward, and 7 weeks on Saturday, it's spring. Things are getting better. I'll be back tomorrow night, 5:30.